This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the power of God's embrace. No matter where we are on our spiritual journey, His embrace is always there. And this week, I've been talking a lot about our spiritual growth and our spiritual journey. When I turn to the scriptures, I focused a lot on Peter's life, because if there's any biblical person that is the face of spiritual transformation for me personally, that's Peter. And as we've been studying the growth and the transformation in Peter's life, I would hope that we would see and appreciate our own growth, because God certainly does. And so I've been focusing on Peter's life, but I was also reminded of the parable about the prodigal son. And I was reading about that. And of course, as you remember, the son runs off from his father and he squanders his inheritance, but things get so bad for him and he decides that he wants to return home. And of course, that is an analogy for when we move away from Christ. I started the week talking about falling short, but our definition of falling short and God's definition are very, very different. And so what I noticed this time in reading this parable was that the scriptures say, while the son was still a long distance away, the father ran to his son with an embrace and a kiss. And so let us cling to those very words. But while he was still a long way off, his father felt compassion and ran for him and kissed him. Luke 15:20. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, feel the embrace of your father.